Help Us Believe by Sheila Kopp. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11:25-26. Beautiful, beautiful words of life. Right there. Thank you, Jesus. I love him so much. He's so real to me. So the Lord asked Martha if she believes that he, Jesus, is the resurrection and the life, that though Lazarus, her brother, is dead, yet he will live again. And Martha says, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And then yet, when put to practice, and the Lord says, take away the stone covering the tomb, Martha panics. Why do we do this? We are so like Martha. The Lord tells us his word, and we nod our heads in agreement. Yes, we believe it, without a doubt. Then as soon as trials come, we're like, wait a minute, Lord, wait, where are you? The Lord said he'll not leave us nor forsake us, and we agree. We believe it. But the minute trials come, we're panicking. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? John 11:39-40. Man, I'm telling you, that just cringed me. I wonder how Martha felt about that. I probably would have wished I bit my tongue. But then I think, how often have I said to the Lord, yes, Lord, okay, I got you, okay. And then the next scene, I'm panicking. Like one night, after a snowstorm had come in and my husband is out there shoveling by the end of our driveway by the mailbox, and the road is pretty busy with commuters, so I started to worry about him. And so I kept praying, please, Lord, protect him. And each time I would get, he's fine. But then after watching for him and not seeing him by the mailbox shoveling, I start to panic. Before you know it, I'm putting on my boots and my coat on, then the Lord's voice, do I not know how to take care of them? Just as I was about to go towards the door, I stopped and I was like, okay, Lord. But then I was really curious to see where he was. So I was like, I would just like to go and see where he is. So I opened the door to the garage and there was my husband shoveling outside the garage door, finishing up. He was done at the mailbox. Ugh. Talk about embarrassing. Thank the Lord, he's so gracious and merciful. I tell you, though, it's so good to hear his voice of assurances. But I surely need to believe him more. I sometimes judge Martha for not believing the Lord about Lazarus. But here I am doing the very same thing. Oh, Father, help me to believe in you more, that you are ever with me, and will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen.